This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 16th. God's word to us is produce and protect. Our anchor scripture is Daniel 11:32. And such as violate the covenant, he shall pervert and seduce with flatteries. But the people who know their God shall prove themselves strong and shall stand firm and do exploits for God. Positive strongholds produce enlargement and protection. It could be a social stronghold. There are single people that when you engage with the ones who want to get married, you know that this one will get married. The man understands that he needs to build. The lady understands and has built the right stronghold. You just know that these ones will get married. It could be a positive developmental stronghold. You are studying, working hard, building and developing positive strongholds. You know that this one is going to be okay. It could be financial. You are not afraid of wealth because you know the purpose of wealth. The purpose of wealth is to establish the kingdom of God. How many cars can a man drive? How many houses can a man live in? How many plates of food can you eat at once? Okay, God has blessed you, and you bought 10 cars. How many can you drive at the same time? If you insist on driving all 10 cars at the same time, what you need is called deliverance. Guess what? God is not afraid to bless you to the point that you have abundance and you are satisfied. The Bible says the Lord will bless you, you will eat, and be full. Do you know what makes Mr. A full is different from what makes Mr. B full? Some people take 3 spoons and they are full. Some people take 20 spoons and they are not full. But God says, regardless of your capacity, you will be full and have leftovers so that you can be of value to the kingdom of God. You can help other people. You can expand God's kingdom. That is what the abundance is for. God says, you want a car? Take it. You want a house? Take it. You want a spouse? Take. You want children? Take. If all your needs are met, then what? It is those capacities that you are building, the financial strongholds, that will determine. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. A spiritual stronghold. I know people and friends who don't know Jesus yet. They will, all of them, in Jesus' name. But guess what? When they are in trouble, there is only one name they call, Jesus. They know that only one name can save, Jesus. Some time ago, I was on a local flight filled with different people, Christians, Muslims, people who were drunk, etc. When the trouble started with the weather, the aircraft was struggling and went into free fall. There was only one name everyone was shouting, Jesus. Pastor, you didn't shout Jesus? No, I am already tucked into that name. They are just calling Jesus because they want to run into it. I am already inside, safe. Let us pray. Father, I receive the capacity to build positive strongholds in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.